What's your assessment, Phil?
We'll take the point today. I think with everything which went against us, you know, the build-up to in the week and the change around in the squad, and obviously then coming here and it's a party atmosphere, and obviously losing Andy Taylor in the warm-up, and then we make a change to try and go and win the game, and our right-back does his hamstring. So I think if you add everything up together, that's an excellent point for us against the team who scored 4 last week and scored 5 here the week before.
What was the problem with Andy Taylor?
He'd had a slight problem with his groin during the week. He trained yesterday and was desperate to play, but came in off the warm-up and just said he was feeling it a little bit. And, you know, we'd known it to take a risk with Dino.
And Laurie Wilson, does that look longish?
It doesn't look good. He's done his hamstring, so, you know, that's a real blow for us.
Yeah, and on reflecting on the whole week, I know you said you're happy with the point. You've got new players in. How do you think they did? How have they settled in?
You know, going into the game today, we knew that there's a lot of players undercooked in terms of match fitness, so we had our changes in mind we'd have to make. And like I said early in the week, we've got to get these lads who haven't played much football up to speed. But every one of them put a real shift in today, a real honest performance on a difficult day, and I'm delighted with the point.
Because you've got different or new players, does that mean you have to, you know, you've got different playing personnel, does that mean you have to look, alter the tactics in any way, or alter the shape, or alter what you've been doing in the early part of the season?
Well, obviously it gives us options to do that. You know, in terms of the shape of the team, with the lads just coming in Thursday, we wanted to keep some continuity, and I think that was a sensible thing to do. But, you know, going forward, it gives us a bit of flexibility, and we've got to look to pick a team which, like I say, we feel can cause the opposition problems and change things around if we need to.
You're happy with what's been done in terms of, I know you've lost a couple of players, you've got, I suppose there's an inevitability about that when the window's open.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're disappointed to lose Zach, obviously, as we said, but, you know, we understand the reasons for that. You know, we're looking forward to working with the new boys we've got in. You know, they'll give us a real energy, and, you know, we're looking forward to now spending the week on the training pitch, really looking to bed those in for next week.